Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
Welcome to the CarCast Moms.
That's Tashina Galvin.
This is Stephanie Pellegrini.
And we're the Podcast Moms.
We're the Podcast Moms. And insane. We're done for today. I feel like that's all I have to give.
That was great.
High five.
That was a really great introduction.
Right?
We haven't introduced ourselves in a long time.
Look at that. I feel good for us now. I was listening to our first podcast today, laughing hysterically. And then I listened to like a couple more about Tashina's memory, which I will just tell you, Tashina's memory has not gotten any better at all. And Tashina's memory is so bad that today, while I was at work, a client came in. I made eye contact with said client, talked to said client, told said client, Joan is waiting for you. You can just go on in. Then about 3.2 seconds later, the phone rings. I answer it. Hi, is Joan there? Of course. Let me page you through. Put it on hold. Communicate it to Joan's office. Ring, 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 ring. Why isn't she picking up? I don't understand. And then I holler like a big buffoon. Where's Joan? And all my coworkers like, you just let that client into her office. Right.
You dumbass.
Right. I did that. So then said client leaves and then Joan walks out and is like, why are we yelling in the hallway when I have a client? And I was like, I am a forgetful. Here's the deal. I think my ADD, ADHD, whatever I have is on full attack right now. I can't seem to focus. I can't do anything for more than about 3.5 seconds. And then I get really scared about life, like I'm doing everything wrong, and I just don't know what's happening. So today I've ordered myself some vitamins to see if that will help, because TikTok told me it would work.
Are you the same individual who was at my house 3 weeks ago while
Definitely
I was taking
not.
My vitamins and made fun of me because vitamins...
Oh, but you don't take them at night when you're supposed to either. You had like a whole full pack of night ones, but the day ones were all gone. You're like, you're not doing it properly either.
No, that's so wrong.
Okay, the day ones were gone. Okay, well.
Okay, but listen, the morning vitamins are the same as the night vitamins, except for the night vitamin has a probiotic. So I really make sure to take the night ones. And sometimes I forget the morning ones. But it's okay, because I can still take those.
I don't know. I just found out today that I might have like a B12 deficiency.
Yeah.
Like that might be it. I don't know. Like I'm really starting to get worried about myself. So we're going to try it and see.
We were smelling fire today. And that's like, have you ever Googled what it means to smell smoke?
No. What is it?
Brain tumors.
I definitely have one of those.
Except for I was smelling it too, and my kids both said that they were smelling, but I'm wondering if it's because it's like the coldest day so far that we've had, if people are just now lighting their fireplaces.
First of all, it didn't smell like a fireplace. It smelled like somebody lit their fucking house on fire. Like, it smelled like debris.
It fire. Did smell like
because
fire.
Because I gave fire. Matt a hug right before we went to go take Maurice to sign up for wrestling, and Matt was like, why do you smell like smoke? And I'm like, because it's smoky outside. I don't know why. Are you one of those people that, like, if you walk into somewhere, you, like, collect the scent? Because I am.
I don't know, because about a year ago, I had the Cove, and I can't smell nothing ever. I really
can't.
It's ridiculous.
I think I saw online somewhere, if you put, like,
I think I've got the long haulers.
What's a long haulers?
I don't know. I think it's called the long COVID, but I like the long haulers.
Okay. That seems right.
Yeah.
Good for us. Mm-hmm. We're just a bundle of health today.
Yep.
Do you feel like this just week has dragged on?
I found out yesterday that I have no idea where my hip is, and I have a crooked sacrum.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah.
Is that why your hip was all jacked out?
What? It wasn't my hip.
Oh,
I don't know where my hip is. I'm 32 years old, and I thought my hip was in the same spot for my whole life, but I was really wrong. Because, you know that little wing bone that I've been able to feel through my fat but never see?
Right.
You know that bone right there? Anyways, that has been on this side, like right behind it, has been bugging me. And so, like, I thought it was my hip because that whole, like, bone, like, feels like so much pressure and it right. pops all the time. But apparently your hip is, like, up, like, right here. And it connects into that wing bone, which is called this, I don't remember. Sorry. But anyways, I was saying, like, you have to fix my hip. It hurts so much. And she was like, okay, well, show me where. So I showed her, and she's like, well, first of all, that's not your hip. That's your SI joint. So she felt me all up, and she said, my sacrum was crooked. And she fixed it right up, and it feels so much better.
Well, that's good, because...
Except for it's super sore. And I guess
I'm sure.
Common, but... Yeah, she said it was whatever that means. I had a crooked sacrum.
Did she give you, like, things that you're supposed to do to... work on your wicked sacrum?
My wicked sacrum? Yeah. She's been telling me.
Things to do.
I gotta do, like, inner movements, outer movements.
You need to do bar again.
But you know what's really frustrating?
What?
I work out every day. Every day. I haven't missed a workout in so long.
Yeah.
And I still have an imbalance is what it's called. Because I guess it means something
did
stronger
than other
things.
Did you feel better when you did bar, though?
I felt better with bar. And I felt better with plyo and what's the other one?
Because those are a lot of stretching.
80-day obsession. I felt better with all three of those. There's a lot of, like, band
right.
stuff. And right now I'm just either running or lifting weights.
I've been trying to figure out on my Peloton how I can somehow jimmy rig it so that way I can watch the Beachbody workout from the Peloton screen.
You need to call John. Guys.
I've tried everything.
I've called John. Is it a tablet or it comes with the Peloton?
It comes with the Peloton. It's like a screen this big and it swivels. So you can like use it for riding the bike and then it swivels on the other side so you can do the weights and stuff. But I don't want to have like 30 different things to have to plug in because some days I want to start doing bar again. So I didn't want to have, like, to set it up against the TV. I just wanted it all to be in one place.
Yeah.
And so I was able to hack in to the internet so I can watch Apple TV. I can watch Netflix. I can watch YouTube. But it will not let me log in to Beachbody. And I'm so ticked about it.
Well, I don't know. You should call John. That's all I have to say. Okay. He's, like, a guru with that kind of stuff. So Tashina gave me her old bike. And I bought a tablet to go with it, and I could not, for the life of me, get the app on that tablet, which nobody told me that some apps can have some, or some tablets can have some apps, but others can't, which is bullshit, honestly.
Well, it's because you bought a Kindle Fire.
I just went to Amazon, and I typed in tablet, and that was the one that came up,
right.
And it looked pretty.
Because it's an Amazon Fire, so of course they're going to... market theirs.
But
first.
I didn't know that certain things. Anyways, right. So John came over and overrode the whole system. It took a long time, but he literally overrode the whole system. And now I can download any stinking app I
really?
Want to. Yes.
Maybe he can figure it out. I'm assuming because they're like rival companies, that's why it won't let me do it. But like it takes me to the home screen of Beachbody, mm-hmm. like where you can sign up. But it will not let me log in. And it's so irritating to me.
Other than that, are you liking your Peloton?
Yes, I
that?
Do. I do. I've learned through the little step-by-step guide that my bike that I had before, my seat was not up high enough.
It's so weird. It's almost like two people that I know have told you that.
It kind of, but my memory is not what it used to be. And I don't really recall.
You guys, when she first got that bike... Joey told me to tell her to lift the seat up higher. And then I recall one time that me and Joey were in bed watching a movie and you called and you were on speakerphone and he also told you that you need to lift the seat up and your knees have to have just a small bend. Like they should pretty much, when they're fully extended.
But I thought that I had done that. Like I felt like it wasn't
well, we're
that big of a bend.
About the same height, aren't
we?
Are you taller than me?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's even worse.
Right.
Because I had to move that seat up a fucking lot.
Right. I mean, when I did it.
About 4 inches.
Also, I don't think I was close enough. I think I was too far back, too. Because.
That thing goes forward?
I think so.
Because, so here's my problem. I fucking hate it. I do not, like, I have a love-hate relationship with bikes. The first time Joey took me out, I told him to give it to his next girlfriend. Like,
right.
I have wrist problems. I can do planks. I can do push-ups.
I don't understand how your wrists are hurting.
No, I looked it up, and it's a number one complaint about bikes like that. It's common. So don't look at me like that.
I just don't understand why you're putting so much pressure on your wrists.
That, well, I don't understand either, but it's, so.
Because it should be very, like, loosey-goosey.
Well, yeah, my form is terrible, apparently. But Joey just went to work, so I'm going to, because he's not here to, like, correct my form and tell me what I'm doing wrong and piss me off even more.
Okay.
I'm going to try it after this podcast. I'm going to go try and have a ride.
Okay, so I'll just give you this little brief overview. When I was just setting up my bike, it told me that my bike seat needed to be pretty much at the hip bone, okay?
So that's not your hip.
Whatever. This bone, okay? And then between the seat, you put your elbow on, like, the front of the seat, and it should be, like, lined up. That's how close the seat should be to
the steering thing. Because I always feel like my seat is so far forward, like, the handles are so far forward, and then they're down. And so it's hard to not put all of your weight onto it.
So, and then somebody said you should put the handlebar up as far as you can, because you don't want to be hunched over. You want to be up forward. So if you put your arm between the seat and the handlebars, that's how far it should be. The seat should be back. And then your handlebars, you might as well just put them up as
high. All the way?
All the way, because you need to pretty much be
okay,
straight up and
down. Okay, because that's the problem.
Down.
Yeah. That's...
Because, yeah, if you're all hunched over, you're putting a ton of pressure on there.
Yeah, and my wrists don't like it.
No.
Which is stupid, because it's not as much pressure as you'd put in a push-up or a plank, and I can do that all day long.
All day long?
Well, like a minute. Or less.
Or less. So,
but the bike, like, there's just something about it. And I thought it was just from riding the mountain bike, because you go over all the whoop-de-boops. What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And it, like, jars them, so it hurts.
Right.
And that's the same thing. You lean over really far for that, too. And he's a stickler about my seat, and I keep trying to put it down because I want the
bars.
Handles up.
Yeah.
But he keeps moving it back up because... then I complain my legs hurt.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, just from the setup, from that one to my old bike, I was not doing it right. This bike has the clip-in shoes, which is not my favorite, and I don't think those are proper either, because by the end of the ride, my pinky toes are numb.
Yeah, that's
so either I have my shoes on way too fucking tight, because I cinched those babies up.
Why? They're not going
anywhere. Well, I don't want them to fly off my feet. What if I'm fucking pedaling so
fast? Aren't they attached to the bike? And they're also attached to your leg. So they're not going to fly off.
I'm just saying. I think maybe they're too tight. But it also said, like, the little brackets. You had to put the little brackets on. So I know I fucking did it wrong, but it said it had to be right over the pad of your foot. But, right, I mean, that's it.
So when you're riding your bike... do you push with your toes, like the pad of your foot, or are you, like, are you
pads.
Using more of the top of your legs or the back of your legs?
I'm using my feet.
The muscles, like, what do you feel it in when you ride? Do you feel
all
it in your quad?
All of it. I feel it in all of it. Because the shoes, because the shoes now, with the shoes, when you're clipped in, you're using all of it. Because you have to pull up.
Yeah. But depending on, like, when you're...
I try to keep my foot
flat. If you push
down,
okay.
Is what
so you should be using more of the back
of your... I try to keep my foot flat. So I'm using, like, the pad of my foot to...
Yeah. Then you're using the back of your leg, I think.
I don't know. I've done some scenic rides. I haven't really done a lot.
Are you going to ride tonight?
We'll see. I don't... Who knows?
Are you going to start 75 Day Hard at the first of the year?
I think so.
I'm going to do it.
I was really looking at my... Guys, the other night when we were out driving to the SWAT dinner, I was looking at my TikToks because my husband was on the phone. God forbid he talked to me while we drive somewhere, but whatever. So I started looking at myself on TikTok and watched all my little videos from my 75 Day Hard, and then it got me really in the mood to do it again. And then the mood left, and I was like,
fuck that.
That's such a commitment. But one of my friends that did it before me last time, she's doing it again. She's on like day 30 right now. And I'm like, I don't know. I want to so bad.
Two things.
Yeah.
You reminded me of a story because this weekend me and Joey went, we went grocery shopping.
Are you going to tell me? No. Are you going to tell everybody the story?
No. We went grocery shopping. We went Christmas shopping. So we went Christmas shopping in Carson, grocery shopping in Dayton. And so when we left the store in Carson, Joey called his mom and he talked all the way till we got to Dayton to grocery shop. And so when we got there,
a 15-minute drive.
Too long.
Okay.
I came to be with him.
Okay.
And I was very left out.
Okay.
And so I'm like kind of annoyed and he's like, "What's wrong with you?" So I was like, "Well, I came to spend time with you and you were just on the phone for that whole time." He's like, "From the ride to now, like, I'm sorry. Like, I was talking to my mom." Like, "It's fine. I just came to be with you."
Right.
So then we did our grocery shopping. We got it all put in there. And then I decided to turn my Audible book on the way home and make him listen to it. And like 10 minutes in, I was like, "Are you annoyed? Is this okay?" And he's like, "It's fine, but I just came to be with you." He said it so cocky-like. And I was like, "Oh, shit."
That reminds me of a story real quick. Right before I left to go with Maurice this evening, my husband asked me something and I proceeded to talk to him. And when I turned around, he was on his phone, not fucking listening to anything I said because he was laughing at his phone. And I wasn't laughing at my story because it wasn't a funny story that I was telling him. And I was like, "You know what? Never fucking mind." And he was like, "Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry." Put his phone down and like came over. And that's when he was like, "You smell like smoke."
That's why he was hugging you? I was wondering when you said you hugged your husband before you came here. I was like, what happened? A shift in the universe?
I always hug my husband. He's about to leave for work.
I'm just kidding.
But it was like, why do you ask me if you're not gonna participate in the conversation?
So here's another story about not listening. Last night, we decided to put up our, we're slacking. So we got our Christmas tree on Saturday. Normally that thing's put up and decorated by that night. Sunday, it was still laying outside. Monday, we finally brought it in. Yesterday, we finally decided to decorate it. And so we had two streams of lights, plugged them in. Each of them were half lit. Half of them did not work. And so he's over at the first strand, fucking talking hella shit, like trying to fix each light, so mad. And I said, I can't even tell you how many times, at least four. This strand doesn't work either. This strand's not working. No, I just gotta put this one in. But I was like, yes, because there's a plug right here. These lights are working and then the rest of them aren't. So that's the second strand. No, I'll just go fix this one on the other strand. Okay? So we couldn't fix it. So he goes to the store. He buys new lights. He comes back. He plugs them in to the second strand and looks and says, "Oh shit, that one's out too?" I was like, "Hello? I just said that." What is going on? So we went back to the store and got another strand.
Oh. Yeah. I tell you what, lately life has just been a doozy.
For real.
Doozy. Let me tell you, Peyton had her little Winter Wonderland performance this weekend. It was fantastic. They did a fabulous job. So much fun. Then my husband has now become a councilman for
City
student
council.
That's what I keep telling everybody. Yeah, Matt is on student council.
And
I don't mean to say student council, but it keeps coming out, student council.
Is he on the city council?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's
cool. He's now a city councilman.
Cool.
What else is happening? Peyton had her band concert last night.
Mm-hmm.
She made dance team now. So now we have practices on Mondays and Thursday. Maurice has wrestling practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
What's dance team? Is it through the school?
No, it's through the studio. So they did the Nevada Day parade and they parade here and stuff. So she's doing that now. She had band yesterday.
How was that?
Not as bad as I thought it was going to be, honestly.
Good.
He played a little clip of them when they first got their instruments doing like the first note and it's it sounded so bad. And then they actually did really well. And the choir was amazing.
Really?
The choir did fantastic. So.
Yeah, I felt bad last night when you texted me that you were at band and I was like, yuck.
3 hours later.
Can I tell you what's happening to my life?
I would love to know what's happening to your life when I text you, and you don't ever text me back.
You introduced me to Audible, and I've got the, like, earbud in my ear, yeah. And I listened to The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo for four fucking hours last night.
It's good.
And my phone was nowhere near me, and I, like, I'm not paying attention to anything. My kids, Joey, nothing. Like, they're talking to me, and I'm just listening to the story the whole time, and I don't even know if they know it, but it's so awesome.
So it's fantastic.
Yes. And that story is so good.
So
I love
good.
It. I almost wish, like, I do wish that I had, like, the actual book, because...
It's a good book.
But...
I want them to make a movie out of that.
Yeah.
I think they're trying.
So the first Audible I listened to, not so great because of the voice. The voices on this one are so much better. Mm-hmm. I'm liking it a lot.
Here's a little tip for you. Listen to the preview.
Oh, you can listen to the preview?
Before you get the book.
Okay.
That's what I've learned. Because if you hate the narrator in the preview, it doesn't get better.
Yeah.
And that's the worst part. Like, the book will be really good, and the narrator is just shit. And you're
See,
like...
See, in that one, our book club pick, The Comfort and Joy, I've never not liked a Kristen Hannah book. And it's... I didn't really like this one, and I really think it was because the narrator.
Probably.
Like, I was interested enough in the story to, like...
Continue.
Yeah, but I was just like, this is not the greatest.
Some narrators, I'm like, oh.
Because for that book, I pictured it, like, if I were to read it, I would have pictured it as, like, a younger woman, like, mid-30s into her 40s.
Right.
Like, and the narrator sounded, like, at least 65, 70, like... And to me, that, like, really changes the story, like...
Right.
Should she fall in love or should she take up quilting? You know what I mean?
Should she be buying a burial ground? You know,
yes.
Things.
Like, honey, your
honey.
Time is done. You know what I mean?
Yep, I know what you mean. Yeah. I just finished The Beantown Girls for the second time.
So good. I didn't know you were
listening. Oh, yeah. I think that one's probably going to be a yearly book for me. I love that book.
That is such a good book.
It's really good. And I couldn't remember what happened. Like, I remembered sort of what happened, but I couldn't remember how it ended. It's a good one.
But just one more side note about my 70-year-old lady friend in this book.
Oh.
There was also a man in the book who she sounded like Kermit the Frog when she did his voice. So it was an old lady and Kermit the Frog. Yeah, it was...
Sounds like a fantastic book. I'm glad I got the paper coming.
It was pretty rough to listen to. I'm not kidding. 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty short book, though, for Audible.
I was going to ask you about that, like, because this Evelyn Hugo book is 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, as far as books go, is it a pretty large book?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say... I think the longest one that I've listened to on Audible has been, like, 13 hours or something. But, yeah, that's kind of what I base it off of. Oh, 6 hours. That's not too bad.
Yeah. That's half.
Yeah. So.
Well.
I was going to see if you were going to say something. No, no. All right. Well, we got tagged in something.
In a cold case file.
Oh, yeah. So Stephanie's going to read it to us. As soon as she gets it up here.
Please hold.
We hope everybody else is having... You know, we didn't hope everybody that had a happy Thanksgiving the last time. We forgot to shout out the comedy podcast the last time. We forgot... Oh, Free Britney. She's freed. And then she went on a little tangent the other day, and I'm like, ooh.
You're about to get locked back up.
Did we make a mistake, guys?
She's about to get herself locked back.
I know.
She's got all, like, her...
Do we think that she's just kind of like...
Is just flopping in the wind all the time now.
Her what?
Peach tree. You know, like the song, like some people call me Maurice.
And yes, they talk I do about know that song.
The peaches in the tree or some nonsense.
Yeah.
All I know is she's posting a lot of pictures
I know.
Of her peaches.
I'm like, Brittany, honey.
Oh, honey. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, are you going to explain?
So... The car of a Georgia man who went missing in 1976 pulled out of a creek, bones found inside. So in Troup County, Georgia, the car of a 22-year-old Georgia man who went missing nearly 50 years ago, has been pulled out of a creek in eastern Alabama. Kyle Wade Clinkscales. I don't know why.
Excuse me, Clinkscales.
I don't know why I love his last name.
Never heard of it before.
Was last seen the night of January 27th, 1976, the Troup County Sheriff's Office said. No one knew what happened to Clinkscales after the Auburn University student was last seen driving his 1974 Pinto runabout that winter evening. But on Tuesday, investigators from Chambers County, Alabama, were tipped off about a car that was submerged in a creek off the County Road 83. After pulling the car out, investigators noticed its 1976 Georgia tag from Troup County. Authorities in Chambers County contacted the Troup County Sheriff's Office in Georgia for help running the tag details. Investigators now know that the vehicle is the same one Clinkscale was last known to be driving the night he went missing, and Troup County Sheriff said that they've also discovered bones in the vehicle that they believe belong to Clinkscale. On Wednesday, Woodruff held a press conference to discuss the findings. He said, they said, I don't know if it's a he. We were able to locate a wallet inside the car. Inside the wallet was his ID and several credit cards. We also located several bones inside the car. We believe those to be human in nature. We called him the GBI. They are currently at our facility taking that car apart. They can look at what's in it to determine how many bones are in there and if they are indeed his bones. Troup County authorities say that the January night almost 50 years ago, Clinkscales had left LaGrange to head out to Auburn for school but never made it. And his 1974 Pinto runabout until now had never been found. The car is now in possession of Troup County Sheriff's Office, where Georgia Bureau of Investigation agents are protecting it and collecting evidence.
Huh.
So, do you think after 50 years, the insides of his wallet would still be, like, even something that they could read? 50 years in water?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Depending. If it was like laminated or something, maybe. And if it was in pristine condition when it was in there. Depending on the tide.
I just remember watching the beginning of Titanic, where all of those things were in like the little cases and they were like cleaning them all off. Like, you know what I mean? They're not, except for Rose. You could still see her naked body portion.
Right.
But, you know, that's what I was judging it off of, Titanic.
Well, I don't know. I mean, depending on that river, how much water comes into it, how fast it moves and stuff, you would think.
And also they never, well, I guess because they don't know, but they never alluded to anything. Like, did he accidentally drive off into it? Was he...
Wait, did he fling off a bridge? There was no, like...
Like, was he murdered and then somebody put a stone on the gas pedal and drove him into the river?
Right.
Like, nobody fished in that river. Nobody waded in it. Nobody
swam
in it.
And how did these people just all of a sudden find this car?
Is it because of the drought?
Maybe.
That was a good idea. I am really a smart person.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I'm glad they found him because I don't know. I feel like unsolved mysteries are so much worse than...
Could you imagine being the family member of somebody and then, like, as much as I would not want to hear that somebody I love's body was found, I feel
at
like I would
a little bit of closure.
Want to know a little bit.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because there's always that unknown.
Like if they're, like that book you guys, The Mermaid Tale or whatever.
Right.
Where the sister was alive and well all the way in Europe. Like,
right.
And you're just sitting there wondering, like...
Half being depressed because you think they're dead.
Yeah.
Or like with the Beantown Girls book, like she never knew if Danny was alive or not.
Yeah.
Until you get that final, like, you
closure.
Just never know. And how is she
Can
supposed
I
to go on?
Can I just tell you that I was really happy with the way, and I know obviously the book was meaning for it to go that way.
Right.
But the man she wound up with, I was really happy
right.
about. I liked that.
Not
that I didn't want her, you know,
right.
boyfriend to live. I'm just saying.
Wow.
He was not in the book, so I didn't get to know him.
Right. I think that's why they did what they did. But, yeah. Huh, that's weird. I don't know. I just think it's better for the people once they find them. But it is, it's interesting to see what would come about it, you know. Did he just fall asleep? Did he have a seat? I mean, they won't know.
Yeah, I don't feel like they'll never really find out now.
No. But, I mean, at least he's found, hopefully.
Bones don't ever deteriorate in water? I just feel like 50 years is a long time.
50 years is a long time.
To be submerged in water.
But maybe it, like, mummified him or something.
It just said bones.
A pile of them.
In water,
where's his hair?
Water floats. I mean, things in water floats. So it wouldn't have been a pile.
Well, it was just like floating inside the car, I guess, then, right? I mean, if all the windows are up, does it like leave a little pocket?
I don't know. So weird. So many things to think about.
So many.
Do you ever get anxiety about drowning inside of a car?
Yes.
Yeah?
I don't. That is my number one fear. Do you remember? On MTV or whatever, they used to have Fear Factor, and they had to do all the challenges or whatever to get money. There was one that was a car one, and they were like hoisted up, and then they let them go, and they had to get out of the car while it was filling up with water. And I know that's like a controlled area, and they could rip them up at any point, but yeah. Mm-mm. That is one of my biggest fears.
Yeah, no. I already have enough irrational fears. I don't need.
Speaking of, have you read Ugly Love yet?
No.
No.
Is that irrational fear?
Huh?
Is that about irrational fears?
No, I was just curious. Anyway, I need to discuss something with you. The Jaslyn, Giselle, Jislyn Maxwell case.
Yeah.
The Jeffrey Epstein lady. It is boggling my mind that there is no media coverage on this thing.
That's because they don't want us to know who was buying the product.
Every fucking celebrity, every politician ever. So there's a lady on Instagram, and I think it's, I'll have to look what it is, but she is a journalist, an independent journalist, and she has flown out there for the week to be inside of the courtroom to like watch it unfold. She's been like giving video, like, this is the media that's outside this courtroom right now. One freaking news reporter is out there. It blows my mind for the amount of media that Kyle Rittenhouse has gotten, for the amount of media that the Josh Duggar guy is getting right now. But it just boggles my mind.
It doesn't surprise me a bit, though.
No, but I'm just
so
like,
so much of the stuff that I feel like has been happening in the last 2 years with COVID and the vaccine, like all the stuff that the media has been screaming about has been to help cover up that entire situation.
Yes. Her attorney is commie. Her dad used to be the head of the FBI. She's also the same lady that lost, or he's, the dad, the FBI guy is the one who lost the tape of Epstein actually committing suicide.
Oh yeah, no, it's a fucking mess. I don't even think Epstein's dead.
The judge was appointed by Biden. Like,
yeah,
apparently it's an all-female
jury.
No, court. Like, all of the lawyers are female on both sides. The judge is female, which is kind of cool. But the defense attorney for Maxwell is apparently a shark, man. And she's
pretty
much...
I'm just surprised they haven't suicided her.
Well, I think she's pretty protected is the problem.
Yeah, well, so...
Because she's... Because she...
I think that they suicided him. I don't think he's really dead.
Yeah, well, who knows? They don't have any tape.
They have nothing.
So, apparently she's, like, just in the courtroom, like, all lovey-dovey with her attorneys, like, saying that she's been in all these, you know, this jail cell for however long, but she's being mistreated left and right, blah, 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 blah. But she looks better than anybody ever. the gal said, like the one guy, so she lives in California and then she traveled all the way to New York City and then got off the plane, went to her hotel room, dropped her bags and then went to court. And she was like, she looks better than I do right now.
Like, well, they let you get dressed up and all that for court.
But like, she's fine in jail. You know what I mean?
She's probably all PC'd up.
Yeah. It just, it's mind-boggling to me. But the gal's really doing a good job. Her Instagram is...
Are they, like, talking about any of it yet? Like, actually into it?
Yeah.
I heard another girl, like, came out, like, accusing
Yeah, so them. There's been three, House in Habit. House, I-N-H-A-B-I-T. Is the lady that is covering it all. So if you guys are interested, you should definitely friend her. And then she has it on her stories. They've interviewed like three women so far, pretty much starting at they started at the age of 14. And by the age of 17, Jeffrey was like done with them and was like, do you have any young friends? They've all gotten money so far from the Jeffrey Epstein survivors, like millions of dollars. The one was really into drugs and then she got herself out of it, so they pretty much were like, well, if you were into drugs that bad and you got yourself out of it, you could have gotten away from him too. Like, just making them be like pieces of shit. When the one gal finally was like, listen, like, it was awful, you don't know the power that they have over you until, you know what I mean, you're like in it.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's crazy so far. So if you guys are interested,
I don't think we'll ever fully find out or know exactly about that situation.
No.
And I think she'll get a slap on the wrist.
Oh yeah, she probably will. It'll be very interesting to see.
But there will be zero.
There already is zero coverage on it.
Not just the coverage, but the people in the streets protesting. Oh. There will be zero.
Like I said, the lady is like filming.
Yeah.
Not a soul around that courthouse at all. It's nuts. So that's what's boggling my mind this week. Yeah. What else did we have?
We have the Scott Peterson thing.
Oh, okay. We've also stopped doing mini-sodes, I've decided.
Yeah, that...
What happened to those?
I was thinking about that the other day.
Right? They've all just turned into an hour and 30-minute episodes.
So, Scott Peterson, convicted of killing pregnant wife Lacey Peterson, resentenced to life in prison. Lacey Peterson, 27, was 8 months pregnant with their son, Connor, when she was killed in December 2002. It was that long ago already? Scott Peterson, who was convicted of killing his pregnant wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn baby, was resentenced Wednesday to life in prison without the possibility of parole for her death in 2002. A judge sentenced him to 15 years to life in prison for the death of the unborn baby, Connor. The sentences will run concurrently. Is that how you say that word? Concurrently?
Concurrently.
The judge said, Peterson, 49, has spent more than 15 years in death row in California after being found guilty in the murders. His sentence was overturned last year by the state Supreme Court. Sorry. After it was determined that jurors who personally disagreed with the death penalty were dismissed. According to NBC of Sacramento, he was moved to a jail in San Mateo County. Prior to his sentencing, the county's superior court told the news station. Before he was sentenced, Lacey Peterson's mother, sister, and brother addressed the court. Sharon Rocha.
Rocha.
Described in detail the last time she saw and spoke with her daughter before the murder. She said, I've seen no sorrow or no remorse from him at all. I know you're going to say you have no remorse because you're innocent, but you haven't showed any grief or sorrow either for them. She said, I still feel the grief every day, and it's been 19 years. Rocha called Peterson a coward and told him to admit to killing his wife and unborn child. No matter what happens, no matter what transpires in the future, there are two things that will never change. Lacey and Connor will always be dead, and you will always be their murderer. Anyways, it's...
And the dad has passed away.
Lacey's dad has passed away.
Yeah. So.
So they were married, and she was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And where did they find her body? Did he drown her?
She washed up in the ocean. And I think he killed her before, and then he took her... There's slips of him being on the marina that day, And then I think he wrapped her up in a tarp, and then he dropped her over the boat. And then she ended up washing up on shore. I think he, like, tried to tie her, like, legs with the cement blocks or whatever. But, yeah. He had a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Isn't he the one where, like, the girlfriend saw it happening on TV?
I think so.
And she, like, called into the police officers? Like,
I think so. Yeah. Men. Lord.
Yeah.
All right, well, do you have anything else you want to discuss?
Nope.
Nope?
Nope.
Good one.
Gonna go in and do my bike ride.
Okay, well, make sure you readjust yourself. So that way your hip doesn't come out or your wicked sacrum.
Yeah. I wouldn't want a crooked sacrum anymore.
No. Can you fix the crooked sacrum?
She fixed it.
Oh.
She, like, pushed and turned at while I breathed 3 times. Then she,
and
like,
then you did the hokey pokey.
Then she
and
made me roll over, put my knees up, and then put my legs out. And then she held my feet together. And then she made me sit up straight. She's like, "Okay, you're back." And I stood up, and it was like I was a new fucking person.
Magic.
And I was good all night long. And then I woke up this morning super sore.
Oh, I'm sure.
But I mean, I can still bend over and stuff. I was nervous because I was so sore. I was nervous. It was like back out again. But I can, like, bend over and do things, and I couldn't before, so I think it's just sore.
Well, I'm glad that she put it back for you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, we'll talk to you next time.
Bye.
Bye.